locals, Jamaicans living in the diaspora, the diplomatic community, and other foreign nationals resident in Jamaica who have not yet taken advantage of the deals under the Experience Jamaica 2014 campaign, there is still time to do so. I'm Camilla Guthrie and I'll be giving you the 411 on the Experience Jamaica campaign and how you can benefit. Stay with us. Out of many comes one people singing. The Experience Jamaica campaign is all about encouraging Jamaicans to vacation at home. However, it not only encourages but also makes it easier by teaming up with some of the island's premier hotels, attractions, and other tourism stakeholders to offer special discount packages to locals. The 2014 leg of the campaign kicked off in April, and Experience Jamaica consultant at the Jamaica Tourist Board, Horace Phillips, says the response has been tremendous.
Jamaicans are really taking to it. It has taken 4 years. We started in 2009, and since then we've had a tremendous increase in terms of tourism partners who have bought into the local campaign, as well as Jamaicans and international organizations and the members of the diplomatic corps who've certainly bought into the idea and are supporting it by going to the attractions and the hotels.
With more than 100 tourism partners on board, Jamaicans at home and those in the diaspora, members of the diplomatic community and other foreign nationals resident in Jamaica are being encouraged to take advantage of the discounts being offered. These include up to 50% off on accommodation, attractions, shopping, ground transportation, and at restaurants across the island. Ready to take up these wonderful offers but still not sure where to go? We have a few suggestions. First up is the Grand Palladium in Hanover. With 1,056 rooms, 14 bars, 11 restaurants, and a host of other amenities, the Grand Palladium is the largest hotel on the island.
You might think, oh my God, this is too large of a hotel, but when you actually get here, there are so many intimate spots that you don't even realize that we are running at full occupancy at all. The hotel actually feels like it's your own kind of spot, kind of thing. That in itself would set us apart. We have two beach locations here on property as well, and the staff and the food is just phenomenal.
The resort has a whole range of activities and services they want to share with the locals, hence their collaboration with the Jamaica Tourist Board on its Experience Jamaica campaign.
We buy into that concept where Jamaicans must buy Jamaican, you know, so I thought it would be great to extend the Grand Palladium products to Jamaicans and give them the opportunity to be able to experience it as well.
Sales manager at the Grand Palladium, Siobhan Palmer. Chuka Caribbean Adventures is another option to consider as you make preparations to take advantage of the Experience Jamaica campaign. A zipline canopy sampler, river tubing, rum tasting, a brand new pool and leisure area, and so much more is all yours to experience at Chuka Adventures. The tour is an experience unlike any other, offering you a chance to try all those adventures you are dreaming of. If you are traveling with children, Chuka has attractions for kids too. They'll enjoy the kids' play area complete with water play and its own version of the challenge course. For the full list of all resorts and attractions participating in the Experience Jamaica campaign 2014, go to visitjamaica.com/experiencejamaica. In our Know Jamaica feature, we look at the 200-year-old Bloomfield Great House in Manchester. The Georgian-style coffee plantation main house was built many years before the town of Mandeville was formed in 1838. It was renovated in 1997 and now houses a fine dining restaurant offering a spectacular view of Mandeville and the occasional art exhibition and live music concert. The next time you are in Mandeville, you may want to pay a visit to the historic Bloomfield Great House. And with that, we wrap up this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.